Today we celebrate Saint Maria Goretti, 11 years old when she was killed. And Saint Maria Goretti taught us two principles that are so important in our day and age at this moment. The first one is integrity, and second one is forgiveness. Instead of willing to let herself be raped, she continued to ask the Alessandro, the boy that was raping her, to not do it. And he was so mad that he stabbed her 14 times. That according to her story, that because of the stab wounds were so deep, that on the way that they take her to the hospital, some of her entrails start falling out. Yet, when she reached the hospital and on her dying bed, Maria Goretti forgave her accuser as well as the one who was trying to rape her. And I think it's so important in our day and age, especially for our young people, to remember the two principles of integrity as well as forgiveness. We have to be firm in our beliefs, willing to do what is right instead of what is popular. What's popular right now is that if you turn on any PG movie now, or PG-13, it talk about the freedom of sex, to do whatever one's like as long as it makes one happy, and it cheapens relationship and the body. And so, Saint Maria Goretti teaches us that we have to be integral and be firm on what the commandments of the Lord hath given to us. Our purity affects our actions. Our purity affects our attitude. And one of the things why the Alessandro was so attracted to Maria Goretti was of her purity. But that became, again, what she stood for and what she gave her life to. She was willing to die instead of losing everything that she believed for. And that is so important in our day and age. We have to stand with the Lord. We have to stand with what is right. We have to follow the purity of our heart. But much more, even when people don't understand us or accuse us or blame us or hurt us, we have to be like Maria Goretti in forgiving them. Forgiveness isn't easy. And forgiveness for one who have hurt us, it's not easy at all. It is extremely hard. But we have to learn to forgive so that God's grace can shine upon that person as He is shining His grace on us. It took her rapist, the Alejandro, a long time before he converted. And he was present, according to different accounts, he was present on the day when she was canonized. But he perhaps was still cynical at that time. But later on, he entered himself into a monastery and lived a very repentant life. Sometimes we think that we forgive a sin or a fault or a person, and it's supposed to make all things right. And sometimes, just like Maria Goretti, we might never see that forgiveness or that result or that effect, but we forgive anyway because the Lord asks us to forgive. And that, again, is extremely hard. But may we follow Saint Maria Goretti today, as with what's going on in our nation and going on in our current day and age right now, to follow the principle of integrity, to stand with what's right and what by the Lord. And if anyone who have offended us, mistreated us, or have hurt us, we learn how to forgive and allow the Lord to reconcile and bring things to fulfillment and completeness according to His time. But we put ourselves according to His loving will.